Alex West was found guilty of 8 out of 12 charges. He was acquitted on 4, but the top 2 charges he was found guilty of, and those are manslaughter in the second degree and second degree assault, which is also a felony.
What was the mood in the court like when that came back?
You know, since Friday when deliberations started, there was a lot of anxiety in the courtroom, a lot of people looking forward to a verdict. So that was kind of upped a little bit after the weekend, and there was a lot of relief when that when the judge came out with a note from the jurors saying they'd reached a final verdict.
What kind of prison time is West facing now?
West could face up to 22 years in prison, and the district attorney did say she would seek the maximum sentence. She also said that Log Bay Day is no more for this coming summer, and you know, I think this verdict, for people who have been following the trial, it was a relief for a lot of people in the McHugh and Kinnar family and people following from across the country, really. And I think, you know, hearing that Log Bay Day won't be happening will come as a relief to a lot of the people who've been following along.
Did you have a chance to talk to the defense or West's family afterwards?
We did hear from the defense. West himself was taken out in handcuffs, but we talked to Coleman, Cheryl Coleman, his attorney, and she was she said she was about to cry when she got in her car. She was obviously very upset. She said she planned to appeal the decision, and basically, West's attorney said that a little piece of our hearts was broken today. They had been spending a lot of time with Alex West. She said that they got to know him and got to like him. So obviously this was tough for them, and she does plan to appeal. The district attorney said she didn't think that appeal would have any merit to it.
What about members of the family?
Robert Kinnar, the grandfather of Charlotte McHugh, the 8-year-old who died in the crash, did speak to the press afterward. He said that this trial, these last 2 weeks, had been like a redo, was the word that he used, of that tragic night. He said it was in many ways almost as bad as that night. We saw a lot of emotional testimony from members of the family who were on the boat that night, including Robert Kinnar. But he also said that justice was served today, and he thanked everyone involved. You know, at one point, he actually called out the defense for saying that what's good for the goose is good for the gander during closing statements. And he turned that around, and he said that the jury had another philosophy, and that's what looks like a duck is a duck. He seemed to be very upset that the defense had tried to make him as the driver of the other boat the one who was to blame.
Now, do we know when sentencing is set for yet?
3 p.m. on June 5th. You know, after the verdict, there was a lot of relief in the room. District Attorney Kate Hogan was beaming, and she gave a hug to Robert Kinnar, and there was a lot of joy in the room at the same time Alex West was being taken out in handcuffs. And Robert Kinnar, he said that Alex West is finally being held responsible for his actions. But at the same time, he called it a hollow victory because his granddaughter is still gone.